Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday evening, either 6:30, 8 o'clock, or 9:30, sometimes 11. And I've given a little background of myself from time to time. And I will now speak about the issue of demons. Or better put, the reports in the Gospels of Jesus casting out demons. The question of demons and demonology is something that is very controversial in the modern world. But the pictures that are painted in the Gospels of Jesus casting out demons are quite obvious and real. And so we have to ask, what is going on here? Well, as far as we can tell, in the experience of our lives, there are people who are possessed by evil. We don't know how this comes about, how the Hitlers came about, or the Stalins, or the Pol Pots, or the Maos, but there are clearly great evil forces in the world possessing people. And so when Jesus is presented as casting out demons, this is not far from the truth. Let's take a look at some biblical passages on this issue. Hold on one second. We're going to look at Luke 13:32. Jesus, it is said, the Pharisees came and said to Jesus, get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you. And he said to them, go and tell them, tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today. So Jesus says in response to that inquiry from the Pharisees of the Herod wanting to kill him, he says he cast out demons. And then let's take another passage. Luke 4:35. And he says here, Luke 4:35, that there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon in the synagogue, and he cried out with a loud voice, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be silent and come out of him. When the demon had thrown him down in the midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed. So we have here again a report. In the synagogue, there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be silent and come out of him. And the demon was thrown out in the midst. And he came out of the man, having done no harm. And then what is this word, as these people say? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. So, again, another report of Jesus casting out demons. Let's look at Matthew 8. Take a look at Matthew 8, verse 32. And he said to them, where it says here, and when he came to the other side of the country, two demoniacs met him coming out of the tombs, so fierce that no one could pass that way. And behold, they cried out, what have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? Now a herd of many swine was feeding at the scene, distance from them. And the demons begged him, if you cast us out, send us away into the herd of swine. And he said to them, go. So they came out and went into the swine. And behold, the whole herd rushed down into the steep bank into the sea and perished in the waters. Again, we have a report of Jesus casting out demons. He comes to the country of Gadarenes. two demoniacs meet him coming out of the tombs, very fierce, and they cried out, what have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? And there was a herd of swine was feeding at some distance from them, and the demons begged him, if you cast us out, send us away into the herd of swine. Again, we have a situation where Jesus is casting out demons. This happens many times. Let's take a look at Mark 5:8. These are just a few of the passages where Jesus is presented as casting out demons. I've given some examples. There are others, for example, Mark 5:8, Luke 3:29, Mark 9:25, Mark 7:26, Luke 11:14, Matthew 8:16, Mark 1:34, Luke 4:41, and Mark 1:39. These can all be checked, but the Gospels are quite clear in Jesus, in the existence of demons, of evil forces possessing people, and Jesus casting them out. So there are two things in the Gospel that we are told about on this respect, that there are evil forces which possess people, and I think it's fairly obvious that there is evil in the world, and these evil forces possess people, and they are probably living beings or demons. I don't think there's any question about it. The New Testament reports Jesus as casting out these demons in many, many instances. Let me give you another example. Mark 9:25. Mark 9:25, ladies and gentlemen, says the following, Father, I believe, help my unbelief. When Jesus saw a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying, you dumb and deaf spirit, I command you come out of him and never enter him again. And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, the demon came out. And the boy was like a corpse. But Jesus took him up by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Again, another example of casting out a demon, and in this instance, not only doing that, but raising someone from the dead. In Mark 7:26, again, we have an example of Mark 7:26 of a casting out a demon. Anyway, there are many instances of this. Luke 11:14. Again, another example of casting out a demon. It says here in this passage, in Luke 11:14, that. Now he was casting out a demon that was dumb. When the demon had gone out, the dumb man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said he casts out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of demons. Others to test him sought for him a sign. So again, there's a report in Luke 11:14 of casting out a demon that was dumb. When the demon had gone out, the dumb man spoke, and the people marveled. Again, it's an example of casting out a demon in Matthew 8:16. Again, we have an example of casting out a demon. This happens very frequently in the Gospels. It says here that evening they brought in many who were possessed with demons. They cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. So that evening they brought to him many who were possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. Again, another example of casting out demons, Matthew 8:16. Let's look at Luke 4:41. We're almost finished on this analysis. Now, when the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases, brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God." Again, we have an example of Jesus casting out demons. That's Luke 4:41. Again, Mark 1:39. There's another example of casting out demons. I've given you some examples, ladies and gentlemen. For me, I believe in the reality of evil. Evil forces and evil people and evil and wickedness exist in this world. Those of you who want to put on rose-colored glasses, who want to think that everything is good and everything is fine, is not so. There is a great deal of wickedness and evil in the world, and it is personal. To believe it is not personal is to not believe the reality of what is going on. The idea of demons and Jesus casting out demons, number one, is twofold. The theory and the belief is presented in the New Testament and the Gospels that there are evil forces in the world which are personal. He calls them demons, and he says they possess people and motivate people and push them to do wicked and evil things. And Jesus has the power as God, as the Son of God, to cast them out. And in these many instances, as I say in these biblical verses, Luke 13:32, Luke 4:35, Matthew 8:32, Mark 5:8, Luke 4:29, Mark 9:25, Mark 7:26, Luke 11:14, Matthew 8:16, Mark 1:34, Luke 4:41, and Mark 1:39. Are all examples of Jesus casting out, of the reality of demons and casting out demons. How can we account for the Hitlers? How can we account for the Stalins unless we realize that these people are possessed by evil forces? And there's no question in my mind that that is what is occurring, and that is what is the existence of demons is obvious. And to deny it is to deny the reality of evil forces and wickedness. People do not act wickedly and with evil intent unless they are motivated and pushed to by forces within them or demons. I think there's no question about it. And so I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, it's an integral part of the Christian faith that there are demons, there are devils, and they are led in their campaign by Satan, who was cast out of heaven into hell. And they roam the earth, possessing people and creating evil and wickedness and evil acts and wickedness through people. There's no question that people are evil. Many of them are evil, not everybody. There's mostly good people, but there's a large number of not so good people. And we can only account for their actions and forces as that they are under the influence and possession of evil and wickedness and demons. I hope you agree with me on this broadcast. I think it's true. If you look at the world, you'll see the world, this is how it is. And to say that it is not to face up to the facts. Let me just talk a little about myself. This is a politically incorrect show, and it is not a show of political rhetoric, or media lies, or media hope, but it is a show of honest discernment and critical thinking, in which we think clearly and obviously about what we are concerned with in this show. Second thing is I'm a Christian. I adhere to all the creeds of the Church, the Apostles, Matthew, and the Athanasian Creed, and I also adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture. As I say, given these examples of Jesus casting out demons, I believe in the authority of those passages and the full authority of them and their truth. I also read Christian books such as C.S. Lewis, Hilaire Belloc, G.K. Chesterton, etc. And these are the books that inform my mind and make me grow as a person. I do not grow as a person through reading the New York Post. It's a waste of time. Or the New York Times. It's also an equal waste of time. There's no truth in those organs. There's only truth in Holy Scripture and in the great thinkers of the past. Whoever they may be, could be Tolstoy, could be John Milton, could be John Bunyan, could be Dante. Whoever they are, they're the top people. They're the top thinkers, and these are the people we should pay attention to. Also, I am a writer. I've written 10 books, 5 Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, and a book on, most lately, on the Psalms. This is a 390-page book. It's an analysis of each psalm in the Bible, and I think that you will find it interesting and beneficial. I love the Psalms. They have inspired my thinking and inspired me my entire life. I memorized Psalm 1 in Sunday school and the 23rd Psalm in Sunday school, and I haven't regretted it. To read the Psalms is to hear the voice of Christ and the voice of God. They are inspiring. They are beautiful. They are great religious lyric poetry of the Jewish nation. Just some examples of their great lyric poetry. One example. There are others in the book of Judges and, of course, another in the prophets. I also would like to say that I run 2 radio shows, a podcast show and blog talk radio show, such as this one. They are visited by many people from many Muslim countries and from other countries such as China and countries all over the world. I've written I'm writing other books, a book on the miracles in the Bible, 2 books of my blogs, literary, religious, and political, 2 books of these blogs, which I put together. And I'm also writing a book on the miracles in the Bible and on the another law book on the criminal trial and hearings, criminal trial, pretrial hearings. I'm also writing a book eventually on the great book of Job in the Bible, which is not to be missed. Job was not Jewish. He was an Edomite, and the book of Job is in the format of a Greek play. Obviously, the writer was very influenced by Greek culture, and that book is a very great piece of work. I'm writing other things. These are just some of the things. I've written 3 major articles, Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure brought by the U.S. Supreme Court and the State Department, and 2 articles printed by Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, on the United States educational system and on sex discrimination, sexual orientation discrimination. And those have also been brought to the State Department and many major European libraries all over the world. These are just some of my activities in life, and I am a writer primarily and thinker. I'm also a lawyer. I'm proceeding to take an exam to have my license renewed, and I am hopeful to be an intellectual contributor to society in some way. And in this particular broadcast, I hope you have come to realize the reality of evil, the reality of evil forces, and that they take over people. And the stories in the New Testament, the Gospels, of Jesus casting out demons, which I've just detailed, are true and real. Because demons are true and real. There is great evil and wickedness in the world. And one can only account for people doing these acts by being taken over by wicked and evil forces, personal forces, which the Gospels refer to as demons. There are demons, there are evil forces. And to evade the truth of that statement is to evade the truth of life itself. I hope you've enjoyed this little broadcast, and I hope you gain some knowledge from it. Bye.